And welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is show number 300 for June 22nd, 2015. I'm sure you've listened to the first hour and you know that we're in the middle now of a special commemorating the memory of the great cantor Moshe Schulhoff, who died 2 years ago this month at the age of 66. Too young, much too young, to say the least. Before we get to the music, just a couple of brief points. You know that next Sunday, that's June 28th, I will be giving Yosler's World, my presentation, at Congregation B'nai Yeshurun. That's at 641 West Englewood Avenue in Teaneck, New Jersey. That's Rabbi Prusansky's shul. You know by now I bring the old Victrola, and I play original recordings, and I go through the whole history of sound. I bring a little cylinder player, and I discuss how the invention of sound coincided with Yosler's rise. I go into the Austro-Hungarian Empire, some maps and so forth, and then I do a year-by-year PowerPoint, and I play some films of the great cantor Rosenblatt. And by the way, if you're involved with your shul and men's club, women's club, or whatever, available. I've given this now 10 times. Yes, as he mentioned last week, I gave it in Yerushalayim for the second time. In March, I gave it for the first time at the OU. The second time it was for the group Americans and Canadians Living in Israel. Very interesting group. And I'm scheduled to give it another 7 or 8 times right now, but I'm always available to give it to you, and you just have to get in touch with me. What did I request of you? I don't request that much, obviously. Since 1977, I've been broadcasting. No commercials. I make no appeals for money. And again, my hobby. But I have a goal of sharing my music with you and the world. A lot of people have collections. They like to sit on them. They like to look at them, but they don't share them with others. But my collection of the many thousands of recordings I have are meant to be heard. And those of you who have been following me, you know that this is the goal. And the goal is to promote traditional chazonos. So what's my request? I want you to call or email and tell a friend, a relative, an associate who you know loves chazonos, tell them about the program. In this very simple way, I can double and triple my listenership. You can help me in my goal of promoting traditional chazanut. And in the meantime, you can bring joy and happiness to a lot of people. Okay, enough of that. Let's get right to the great cantor Moshe Schulhoff. And we'll begin with Elu Dvorim.
Shin Elohem Shiur Apeyo V'Abikurim V'Horeayo Gmilus Chasodim V'Samud Toiro Gmilus Chasodim V'Samud Toiro Hey. Ilus hasso, dimi samo de toiro, ilu devorim, ilu devorim. Che per oi sei e poi l'omme hase Vi ha kerene caie mes le oi l'omabo Vi ha kerene caie
Elu Devorim, and it's a composition by Rappaport, as sung by Mordechai Hirschman. It's from the introductory daily service from the Mishnah. We'll next hear Ritzei, a composition by Schlossberg, as sung by Hirschman and Sirota. It's from the daily Sabbath and holiday prayers. Be favorable, Hashem our God, and be gracious unto your people Israel, and accept their prayers. Ritzei.
Oh, shit.
המחזיר, 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 שכינסו.
Wonderful. I hope you're enjoying this what's the word I'm searching for? Review, of course, of the music of the great cantor Moshe Shulhof. The next is Afafuni. This composition represents one of the first cantoral compositions written by Shulhof at the age of 21. The arrangement of this composition is the last written by the late Jack Barris. Mr. Barris, in his lifetime, had arranged hundreds of compositions for great cantors and was the personal arranger and accompanist of the late Moshe Koussevitzky. So this will be a composition by Moshe, sung by Moshe, arranged by Jack Barris, and the orchestration is by Raymond Goldstein. This is Afafuni. From the Hallel service.
Yeah.
Composition by Moshe Shulhoff. Shomea Kol Bichios. This highly emotional prayer is recited during the Nila service on Yom Kippur. May it be thy will, O one who hears weeping, that you pour our tears into your heavenly urn. Deliver us from all dreaded decrees, for only unto you our eyes turn evermore. It's a composition by Kvartin, and an orchestration here by Raymond Goldstein. Shomea Kol Bichios. Oops, started a little too soon.
Shoy meya,
Shomea Kol Bichios. Ator Yodea. It's a composition by Moshe Genshoff. This is from the Ma'ariv service of Yom Kippur. The organ accompanist is Raymond Goldstein, and we shall hear Moshe Shulhoff with Ator Yodea, a great composition by Genshoff.
Ato yodeya, ato yodeya, rose olam, ato lo yodeya, rose olam. Vesalomo. Koi ato 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 io deia rosea e l'ombre salmo Face colle cadre vote nato ato 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 face ato face ato face colle cadre vote ato face colle cadre
Oh,
Well, during the first hour, I read from an article that Moshe Shulhoff wrote that was put cantors back where they belong, yes, at the Umid. Just want to read briefly from an article he wrote, Nusach HaTefila, a Unifying Force in Judaism. I'm reading here. As Jews, we feel a strong connection with other Jews because of many factors. Though we may come from different countries, have different languages or cultures, one of the strongest connections that ties us together is our music, particularly our synagogue music. The Kol Nidre, with its haunting melody, is part of what makes us feel Jewish, no matter wherever in the world we might be. We pray with the same melody. A Jew from Borough Park can walk into a shul in London, Jerusalem, or Melbourne and immediately recognize the davening and join in as if he had prayed there all his life. What makes this possible? The answer is the age-old Nusach HaTefila, the musical mode and familiar chant of the Shliach Tzibur. This is what allows any Ashkenazi Jew, no matter where he is from or what cultured background he has, to be completely familiar with the davening wherever he may be. He continues, unfortunately, there are many people that are not proficient enough in the Nusach to act as the Shliach Tzibur, yet unabashedly walk over to the Umid and attempt to lead the services. They are doing a great disservice to everyone present without realizing it. If the Shliach Tzibur knows the Nusach, he will always hear the loud voice of the whole congregation joining together in the davening. One immediately gets a feeling of oneness. Ki'ish echad belev echad. All become as one person with a singular heart. This gathering of people becomes truly one, a one minion, praying together with enthusiasm. Yet when someone who has no business acting as a Shliach Tzibur attempts to do what he is unable to do, there is generally a deathly silence in the shul. The minion comes together only by Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. Other than that, it is many people in one room, davening beyichidus, that's as separate individuals, as if without a minion. And he closes here. If one wants to act as the Shliach Tzibur during the weekdays or for Mincha or Shabbos, one doesn't need a good voice, but he must know the Nusach. Otherwise, instead of creating a minion, he destroys the minion. And he says, I recently davened Shachris in a well-known minion factory in New York City on a weekday. A Hasidic-looking man, even more, a Rebbish-looking man, occupied the Umid. He began immediately whining in a high voice and saying every word aloud. The whining didn't have even the remotest resemblance to Nusach. However, the gentleman certainly prayed with great devotion. Though there were well over 100 people present, throughout this torture, there was a deathly silence in a shul where one normally hears the loud Rina Utafila, that's the sound of a multitude praying melodiously together. Not only one couldn't join in, but one's kavona was totally disturbed by the chazan, and that's in quotes, by the chazan whining every word aloud where you could barely daven b'yichidus due to the distraction he was causing. I looked around the room at the over 100 people present. Everyone there withdrew into their own world, or at least they tried to. This is a large tzibur praying without a minion. The so-called chazan caused this, though I am sure, believing that he was inspiring everyone to great heights. If you don't know the Nusach, stay away from the Umid, or you will be responsible for a minion davening practically b'chiyudus, and causing tsar, that's suffering, to people. Go learn the Nusach, listen to it. Bring a tape recorder to shul during the week and go home and learn it, but don't torture your fellow Jews. Wow. Okay, I guess he likes Nusach, and I know there are many proponents of it, and we will be hearing more about Nusach in the future. Let's get back to the music of the wonderful late cantor Moshe Schulhoff. This will be Shehechionu. Oh, wow, is that beautiful? Come on. I know you enjoyed that. I love that. By the way, I have many recordings of that with a full choir, and I'm sure that's perhaps the first time you've ever heard that solo. This is a wonderful composition by Ralph Schlossberg. The orchestration was by Stephen Glass. We'll next hear Lechuna Rananua. This is one of the opening prayers for the High Holy Days. It's chanted during the Slichos, a midnight service, as well as during the Maariv service of Yom Kippur. Come, let us sing to the Lord. It's a composition by Shestepool. The arrangement is by Schulhoff, and it's sung by Moshe Schulhoff and the choir under the direction of Avraham Perry. The alto solo is Rafi Bitton, and the organ is Raymond Goldstein. Let's hear Lechu Nerananu.
Ruach kol besor.
Well, this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed these 2 hours of commemoration of the great cantor Moshe Shulhoff. Just a reminder that next Sunday at 7:30, I'll be at Congregation B'nai Yeshurun. It's free, open to the community, and there'll be a collation afterwards. Yesler's World, it's something that you'll really enjoy. And by the way, I remind you, if you are looking for a very interesting program, contact me and I'll be happy to come to your shul or Jewish organization. And the other thing is, I know you forgot already, but now that the program is just about over, just take a minute and go over to your address book and send out to a few people, hey, there's this guy, Charlie Bernhout, www.charliebernhout.com, and you can hear some great music. So I want you to be a messenger for me. It's not too much to request. Thanks for joining with me, and shalom.